Hey guys, welcome to the Social Anxiety Remedy. This is actually the very first episode of this podcast. So I want to give you guys a quick welcome, an introduction, and just a little backstory of me, myself. My name's Parker. I struggled with social anxiety growing up for basically my whole life until I had to make a decision and decided that I needed to get things figured out. I needed to get all my shit together. And so I actually went out, I spent hours and hours and hours of study, of research, finding mentors of my own, doing experiments on my own, basically just being a guinea pig and, finally finding the exact step-by-step structure that I needed to overcome my own social anxiety. And now I'm lucky enough to be in that position where I can now help others do the same through all of my hours and hours of research. So this podcast is really going to be me giving you exact step-by-steps, strategies, my own experience on overcoming social anxiety. And you can probably see in the description alone, I literally am giving you all of the information and all of the procedures and experiments that I use still on a day-to-day basis to keep my social anxiety at an absolute minimum and be able to go out and not fear other people's judgments and not fear other people's opinions and give myself the highest self-image and highest self-esteem that I possibly can, becoming my true authentic self. I know how wooey-wooey that kind of sounds, but it really is true that once you're able to kind of master these five, experiments, these five procedures and strategies, you're able to be able to go out, go in public, feel comfortable, feel secure and at ease in these situations. And doing so is when some of the happiest moments in your life can really be out in public. I know it might sound a little scary right now, might sound a little too good to be true, but that's really what we're going to be going over through this whole video series, as well as some other things sprinkled in. But these are really the five main touch points that I want to get into. But before we do, I want to kind of explain the three mindsets that I see people with social anxiety having from the get-go. So the first three main mindsets that people are going to have that's going to be hurting them is, first, the biggest one is people are going to say it's just genetic and that it's out of their control. And guys, when we do this, it just gives us a reason not to try. It just gives us a reason to throw our hands up and say, it's fate, it's destiny, I can't do anything. And it's basically just an easy way out. Okay, it seems like an easy way out now, but then when you actually try to go and put yourself out there in the public scene, okay, you get shit on completely. Okay, so just telling yourself that it's genetic and that there's nothing you can do about it is an awful way to go about things. Okay, it's no good will ever come about it. The second mindset is thinking that others can overcome their social anxiety, but not me. Okay, others have it easier to overcome their social anxiety, but not me because my situation is different. And guys, I can relate to this so much. The very first time I ever met someone, this guy, my very first mentor, the very first time that I ever met him, and he told me that he used to be like me, he used to have social anxiety, but there's certain things that you can do to minimize it. I was like, yeah, fucking right. I was like, yeah, right. You're probably lying. Like, you probably didn't even have social anxiety. Like, maybe you had it a little bit, but there's no way it was as bad as me. Okay, so I understand where you're coming from if you're feeling like that. Okay, and the last mindset is believing and truly thinking that someone else can fix you. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to hear because you're really taught that there's so many outside sources that can come to you to help you with this social anxiety. But the truth is, nothing can other than you. You have to be the one that decides that you're going to put in the effort and put in the actual, strategies and skills that we all speak about to be able to fix things. Your therapist isn't going to do it. Okay, your mom, your dad, your kids, medication isn't going to do it in my opinion. So that's really the three mindsets. And so let me really quickly get into the fact of the two main things that most people try to do to overcome their social anxiety and what I really did growing up as well. So the very first thing is, as I kind of mentioned, having a therapist. So having a therapist was, I thought, great for me. Right, I would go in, tell them all my shit from the following week, and it was just nice. It was so nice to just be able to unload and have somebody that understood me for a little bit. And I'd walk out and I'd feel amazing. I'd feel great. I was like, okay, cool. Someone actually understands what I'm going through. It feels great to just unload. And then I'd wake up in the morning and just be like, shit, I feel the same exact way I felt before I even went into the therapist. And I was like, oh, what did they tell me to do? Did they even tell me to do anything? Like, I'm having a panic attack right now. What am I supposed to do? I don't remember. You know what I mean? Because for me, therapists, it's really about talk therapy and it's just having a friend. It's nice to have a friend, but it's not what you need to overcome social anxiety. You need specific strategies and step-by-step processes to do so. The next, as I kind of said, is medication. And I know a lot of people that do take medication and it's worked for them. But I also know a lot of people that it has not worked for them and it's actually hurt them. And for me personally, I was never on the medication route. I did so much research on it. It was just nothing that really interested me at the time. That's just kind of my views. I'm not bashing you if you do go to therapy, which I went for years, or take medication, because I have close friends that do take medication as well. So let me get into really quick the five strategies that we're really going to be going over in this podcast series. So I'm just going to go ahead, lay them out, and then give short explanations on them, because we're really going to be going over these in full detail throughout the entirety of the podcast in the future weeks. So the very first one that I like to tell people at the beginning is something called EFT tapping. So you may have heard of it before. It is basically kind of like an ancient type of Eastern philosophy, acupuncture type thing. But luckily you don't have to, you know, use any of the needles of sorts. You can just tap on specific energy, release points in your body, basically your hand as well as your face. So what these blockages and these energy points are, it just releases a built up energy, releases a built up stress that you can get out by tapping on these specific points. And this isn't actually like a woo woo thing. This is actually like very, very scientific, very structural. And you can do it really anywhere, which is amazing. And you can do it quick. Okay. That is the number one reason that I tell people to do it immediately, because of the fact that you can get instant relief and it's quick. It looks weird. It looks weird as shit, but it's something that's actually real. The very first time I ever saw somebody, you know, doing their EFT, their tapping points, I thought they were having a stroke. Like, it is weird as shit, but it works. Okay. It's worth it because it works. So, basically what most people are going to tell you with the EFT tapping, you know, my strategy is a little bit different, but they're just going to like say, go on YouTube, look up social anxiety EFT tapping. And there's going to be a guy that shows you a video of him tapping on certain spots and saying certain wordings, certain phrases that basically releases this built up energy, false beliefs. And it really gives you immediate relief. Okay. EFT tapping is amazing because of the immediate relief. However, what most people do, okay, is they just say how to release social anxiety, but they never do the specific, unique beliefs that they have, unique traumas that they've had in their life, and they're never able to tap those specific things away to release their social anxiety. So that's really what people are getting wrong. So what we focus on is being able to tap on your own unique experiences and beliefs so you're able to release your social anxiety in a much more effective way. What we do is we're able to go through processes where we find out the traumas, the limiting beliefs, and really the triggers that cause your social anxiety to begin with. And when we're able to find those and tap on those specifically to you, it ends up in a much better result, much, much better result. So the next thing we focus on is the subconscious. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of the subconscious before. It's probably like something you've heard in school, but the subconscious is so important because it is basically the workhouse of your mind. Okay, 95% of your mind is basically your subconscious. 5% is the subconscious, and it's what you're thinking of right now. So think of kind of like a glacier. You guys have all seen the whole glacier on the top, glacier under the water. Under the water is what your subconscious is. And it's really in charge of basically all of your habits, all of the things that you do on a daily basis that you don't even know you're doing. And what's important about the subconscious is it stores almost everything. Okay, it has an incredible memory. And for some people, that can be a great thing. For others, however, especially when you have social anxiety, you've probably gone through some traumatic experiences in the past. You've probably been bullied. You've probably had negative experiences that your subconscious is always going to remind you of when you're trying to go out and try to better yourself. So what I always like to say is, say you're going up to a group of people for the first time, you know what I mean? You're doing some exposure, which we're going to talk about later, and you are about to say hi, but all of a sudden you get these thoughts that pop up and they're like, oh, remember that one time? Remember that one time where people laughed at you? Remember that one time when you tried to go up to people, but it ended up really bad and you embarrassed yourself and you went home and you cried, blah, blah, blah. So what the subconscious can do is it can help you and you can build you up so much if you've had those positive experiences before, or it can shut you down, which it does for most people with social anxiety. So what we focus on is being able to learn how to release these subconscious memories, these subconscious traumas, not release them like forget them, but you release them and you don't put the same meaning behind them. You remember them, but you don't have those same seriously negative and damaging feelings towards them. So that's something that most people really don't do. They don't understand it. And we will be going deep and deep into the subconscious and how to actually release these. So the next strategy that we're going to be going into is becoming a new character. Now, what does that mean? I'm sure throughout your life, you've definitely heard from friends, from family, from other people, from the media, to just be yourself, to never change, and that you are fine just the way you are. People that change are bad. You should always just stay true to yourself. And I'm sorry, but that is complete bullshit. And it's bullshit, you want to know why? Because if you stayed yourself, if you stayed completely how you are right now, you will never be able to overcome social anxiety. It's never going to happen. You will never be able to be the person that deserves to overcome social anxiety either. Okay, if you just imagined yourself, if you imagined somebody that's free from social anxiety, that's completely confident, that has an amazing self-image, what do they look like? They probably don't look like you right now. And especially for me, it did not look like me at all. You have to be able to develop yourself and change. You inevitably change. That is what happens. And so we teach how to be able to create this new character that you actually like and that you actually can see that deserves to be free of social anxiety. A character that would actually act and feel and do those same similar things. So I know it is a little controversial. I know your whole life you've been told to not change because you're fine just the way you are. And by some truth, that is a truth of being your authentic self. But that doesn't mean that you cannot grow that authentic self to somebody that is always better and always have a becoming self. So the next strategy that we're going to be going into is something you guys have definitely heard before. It's meditation. I know a lot of people associate meditation with just like wooey thing that, it's just something that hippies do. However, meditating is one of the most important things to being able to overcome social anxiety and being able to control your emotions. People with social anxiety usually are not able to control their emotions at all, and they're not able to stop their thinking. Okay, being able to stop your thinking is one of the best ways to be able to control and be confident and not care what other people think. When you're having an anxiety attack, all you do is think. All you do is think. You have to be like, oh, well, how do I get out of this, blah, blah, blah. I'm having a panic attack, fuck. But with meditation, you're able to control your thoughts. You're able to learn how to not think, and you're able to learn how to disassociate from different situations and not give a fuck. Okay, so that is why we practice meditation. It's not just to do this whole wooey thing. It's because there's actually a huge, huge benefit in meditating for people who are struggling with social anxiety. And the final thing that we take care of is exposure. So I'm sure you've heard of exposure before. Exposure is basically putting yourself out there and taking everything that we've learned already and putting that into the real world, putting you into real life situations where you are going to be basically challenged. Okay, it's basically exposure challenges. You're gonna be challenged with feeling embarrassed, feeling other people's eyes completely on you. And it's very specific activities that is fun once you actually get the knack of it. But right now it seems scary as shit. Okay, I know the very first time I ever did one, I was scared shitless. I swear to God, I was scared shitless. But the good thing about this is most people who try to do this, try to go out and do their exposure therapy, whatever, if their therapist tells them to do that, or they see it or read it online, if they go out and try to do it, they won't ever do it. they're not going to be prepared for it. But luckily, because we've been able to go through these four other strategies, these four other main strategies, you are extremely prepared. So I know it seems scary right now, but once you go through all the steps and then you do the exposure, it becomes much more easier. And the exposure is where you actually see the best results and you go through the most shit. So that's why it is absolutely imperative. But if you aren't able to first practice these other strategies, you will not be ready for the exposure. So guys, that's it. That's really the five strategies, the five theories that we have as the social anxiety remedy of being able to overcome your social anxiety. So that's what we're going to be talking about, completely going over through all these podcasts. So definitely make sure you tune in. Check out our other, you know, information. We have a Facebook group where we really are on there all the time answering questions. Okay, it's a really great community. We're answering questions. Other people are posting. We're giving out free information there every single day. So make sure you check that out. I think it's just Social Anxiety Remedy. That's the Facebook group. All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.